Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Friday, which means it's Casual Friday. I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, who is wearing a throwback tie-dye, very tight, very sexy top this morning.
Oh, it's not that tight.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like spandex.
Well,
not spandex, but, you know.
You're not going to see me
Lycra.
In spandex.
It's not spandex. It's kind of
Lycra
and cotton blend or whatever.
It looks good. Okay, so. We've got lots of great stories to talk about today. Elisa has prepared a great show for us. Where do you want to start?
Well, I want to start with telephone, cell phone usage, social media usage. Today, while I was on my treadmill watching one of the morning shows, they conducted a survey of a family.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular family, the dad was on his phone for 4 hours and 35 minutes.
A day.
The mom was on her phone, which more, 4 hours and 53 minutes. For an average weekly, they pick their phone up 34 and a half hours. They were on their phone 34 and a half hours, picking their phone up 323 times a week.
Yeah, and when you looked at that, you said to me, this is a job.
Yeah, 34 and a half hours a week.
It's like 40 hours. We think of jobs as being 40 hours a week, this is 35 hours a week you're spending on your phone.
And additionally, it didn't just include the mother and the father. They had a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old who both had some type of a device.
Right.
So they put a video inside their house and they showed a picture of the children and the parents after dinner. And they went, all of them, into the living room and they were all sitting in different areas on their phones.
And you know what? It's shocking to me that this is really becoming the norm. I go in stores sometimes, or if I'm shopping and you're standing in line waiting to check out and it's a long line. People are on their phones, like a row of four people all on their phones, and no one talks to each other anymore. Nobody looks around. Everybody looks into the palm of their hand now. I mean, it really is, the movie WALL-E. It really is. And I know that we bought the movie so that you and I could watch it at our leisure, but everybody needs to see that movie to see what the future is like. That movie was a kid's movie, but it's so prophetic.
Well, so I just talked about how the 2-year-old and the 9-year-old both had devices,
mm-hmm,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something to be said about a child having a device because they can learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it needs to be limited, the amount of time that they spend on it.
Right, right.
There was a new study that just came out from Early Childhood Research Group,
mm-hmm,
that linked exposure to light with weight gain.
That type of blue light, that bright light from a pad or a phone. And we've talked about this. You know, one of the hacks is to wear blue blocker glasses late at night so it doesn't impede the pulse of melatonin.
They found moderate intensity light exposure earlier in the day was associated with increased body mass index, while children who received their biggest dose of light outdoors or indoors in the afternoon were slimmer.
But now, but think about this. Okay, so it's not the light in that case. It's not the light. And I was actually thinking of this as you're saying this. I was thinking, well, I bet you it's not the light because kids who go outdoors in the daytime are exposed to even greater light. But it's, number one, if you're exposed to that light from a device, you are sitting still. You're not active. You're not moving. So this has more to do with the fact that these devices cause children to be less active.
Thanks to artificial lighting, including light given off by tablets, mobile phones, night lights, and televisions, modern children are exposed to more environmental light than any previous generation. This increase in light exposure has paralleled global increases in obesity.
Again, I think it's the light when it's late in the day. Okay, this is my
prediction.
Well,
this study shows it earlier in the day for children.
But that's an indication of inactivity. If your child gets up in the morning and gets on its iPad, iPhone, Android, whatever the tablet is, you know, Kindle, I don't care what it is, they're laying there. They're sitting there. They're not moving. So I think that the light earlier in the day has more to do with inactivity than the type of light that they're seeing through their eyes. Because if they go outdoors, they're seeing even brighter lights, brighter combinations of those lights, plus some. And it's not affecting their, but I think that the cutoff point is it becomes the intrinsic effects of light later in the day when we know the brain is looking for signals to shut down. And staring at that blue light is telling it, no, the daytime is still here. Stay awake.
It says here, while adults who take in more light, early morning light, are slimmer, preschool children exposed to morning light tend to be heavier.
But why is that? Because adults go to work. They sit in front of computers. I think that that is an anomaly of the approach to epidemiological research.
This is shocking. With an estimated 42 million children, mm-hmm. 42 million around the globe under the age of 5 are classified as either obese or overweight.
Very sad. I mean, those kids
under
will have,
5.
Those kids will be diabetic in their teens. They will have diseases associated with only aging populations in their late teens and early 20s. Many of them won't be able to, they'll be unable to raise children or have children because of other disorders that are going to be associated with the diseases they develop earlier on. I mean, it's going to be a systematic thinning of the herd here.
Well, okay, so going back to the phone usage, so when I was on the way into the studio today, I was listening to a talk radio show, and they were talking about social media mm-hmm. and how it's causing couples to fight and break up and couples or someone within the relationship to cheat. There was mm-hmm. a psychologist on. They were discussing it with her.
More access to opportunity above just where you go in the day and who you bump into.
Mm-hmm.
You bump into thousands of people in an hour on social
and
media.
Not paying attention to your partner, being on Facebook instead, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. So then they started talking about, he told the story about he was at the Grand Canyon and this guy had a selfie stick and he was trying to take a selfie. He didn't even look. He was so involved with taking the selfie. He didn't even look at the Grand Canyon. He walked away after getting the selfie and says, I've got to put this on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You're not enjoying.
Didn't even experience the experience.
Exactly. And then they talked about an aerobic stick, which is I had never heard of. It's an aerobic stick that you get to take to the gym with you so you can video yourself.
Right.
And to get videos to post on Facebook.
We're all so self-involved in our own personal reality TV show now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And these social media platforms are where we put our images up so that people can like us. And it's really sad. I mean, what's coming? There's, and the other thing is, when you have everybody producing, you have nobody watching. You know, everybody's so involved in just producing their own reality TV show that there's less and less people who are actually watching.
Look, there's a place for social media. You know, there is a place for it.
Yes.
But there's a time for it as well.
Yes.
And so also, he was telling the story about how, you know, he doesn't even look in the mirror when he's working out. This is this
guy Leland who's here in town.
Right. Yeah, he was talking about how some guy walked in front of him and he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm in your mirror space." And he's like, "What's that about?"
But Leland doesn't understand. Leland's a really nice guy, but he doesn't understand that when you train with
like
goals,
like our audience.
Yeah, like an athlete. You're not looking in the mirror for vanity. You're watching your form. You're looking for the reaction of your body to the exercise you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I purposely, if I see somebody doing a movement and looking in the mirror, I make it point to go behind them, not walk in front of them, because that breaks your concentration.
I do the same thing.
Yeah. But Leland doesn't get it. Leland is like David. They go to the gym and, you know, they do these little movements and it's like, well, what do I have to look in the mirror for this? You know?
And I thought, because I know I've talked about before, I think I've even talked about it on the air, that it's frustrating when somebody stands in front of you when you're trying to watch what you're doing in the mirror.
Right. You're not.
About vanity.
Right. It's not about vanity when we're looking in the mirror. If Leland ever listens to this show, it's about being able to see the work, watch the form, make sure you're doing it right, because sometimes proprioception doesn't get it. You don't realize you're leaning the wrong way or you're doing something. So sometimes looking in the mirror, and when you see yourself doing it, it motivates you to train harder. It's not about vanity, not at all. Oh, but that does go to show you that Leland probably doesn't train very hard when he goes to the gym.
That's true.
Interesting. You want to go ahead and take our break now?
Just one more quick thing.
Sure.
There's even an app called Quality Time App to measure your time. It originally, I think, came out of they had an app for parents to measure the time that children were using. Mm-hmm, but now people are using this app to measure their time on Facebook, to measure their time on their social media outlets, things like that.
You know, my good friend that I grew up with, Joey Lagercio, who lives still back in New York, he and I talk from time to time. He just retired from the sanitation department. He's got a beautiful farm in upstate New York, in Schoharie County. It's about 100 acres, and it butts up against government land. So it's almost like he has 1,000 acres. He does not have email. He never gets on a computer. He has an old phone that can't receive text messages or pictures. So one day we were talking, and we were talking about the show, and he says, "You know, I'm going to have to get my daughter to let me listen to your show." And he said, "You know, I don't have any of that stuff." He says, "I don't have a computer. I don't have email." He says, my cell phone is usually plugged into the charger. Now, I can tell you this about the guy. He works in his fields every day. He hunts. He's living the ancestral life that all of us talk about. And so I was thinking about that. You know, there are extremes to everything, and then there's the middle, right? We want to be in the middle. And I was thinking, Joey is one of the happiest. He's 60 years old now. Joey is one of the happiest guys I know. Every time he leaves me a message, it's a joke or it's funny. Every time I talk to him, he's kidding around with me. He's always in good mood. I never have ever heard Joey go, "This happened today," that, you know, grump, grump, grump. But that's one extreme. He has no connection to the digital age at all. The other extreme is people who are completely, completely hostage to digital. They're receiving text messages, Facebook. They're on everything. Very few of them are very, very happy. Most of them are pretty miserable people.
What about that town in West Virginia that they don't have any Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Everybody's really cool there. In fact, you and I talked about, we should find out if there's a bed and breakfast there. Let's go get off the grid.
Well, there were people. We saw this interview. I think it was Sunday morning or one of those shows. They talked about people go there because when they get these illnesses, I don't even know.
There was hypersensitivities to energy fields, and people think it's crazy. But they have one of those radio telescopes there, right? I'm trying to think of the name of the
facility. It was some form of a telescope that.
So they can have no RF, no routers, no cordless phones, no cell phones. Boom. You can have internet, but it's got to come in on a hard Ethernet connection, hard line, right? So the kids don't have iPhones or anything. The kids are out playing there.
They were playing football. there was girls and guys, they were playing like touch football, and they were like, we don't need iPhones.
I know. But my point is, the people that I've noticed that have no connection to the digital age tend to be very, very happy, and the people who have way too much connection to the digital age tend to be very miserable and worried and frustrated. And so, really, the middle ground is a good place to be, but you should lean towards the not digital.
Well, not too long ago, they were talking about people experiencing tech neck because they're always on their phone looking down. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's scary. I want to stay with this just for a second. There's a story I want to talk about that we didn't plan to kind of stay with evolution. But something's taking place right in front of our eyes. No one's paying attention to this. And it is a sign of evolution of a species. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Category Killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So I want to stay with this just for a second, because it has social media and evolution all in the same context. Since we were talking about WALL-E and all that sort of stuff. I don't know if many of you realize it, but in the past, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, we have seen more examples of dogs displaying human-like behavior. Crying at the base of a burial plot where their master was just buried. I mean, I saw one picture of a dog, many of you may recall, literally wailing at the burial site like 3 years later. Like it wasn't like it was fresh scent or something. Like 3 years later, still missing its master. We see dogs doing things that humans do in the way of work dogs and so on. We have a friend who trains dogs for people who have special needs.
Yes.
We see dogs talking. We see dogs purposefully being taught to repeat things that sound like human words when they want to go out, when they want a biscuit, when they want something, anything. And so I watched a dog this morning when I was doing my cardio who was asking for another. Can I have another? And, you know, the guy would give him one. Now, regardless of whether you think that this is just a trick, the dog is learning to repeat sounds when they want a reaction. That's how we teach children to speak. Like, people are going to say, oh, yeah, sure, the dog knows that when he says, can I have another, he's going to get another. Well, what do you think happens when you teach your child to speak? When you say, dada, and you point at your husband? I mean, this is all the same. We have selected dogs that have human traits, that are loyal, that are protective, and all these things. And as a result, the breeding of dogs is becoming more and more refined. More and more dogs have human-like traits. In the next 500 to 1,000 years, we may actually see dogs start to understand how to use verbal sounds to communicate with humans. And this will be the embarkation of verbal speech for dogs. We're watching evolution happen right before our eyes, but nobody's paying attention. They're all just posting it like it's some sort of cutesy thing. Oh, look at this dog saying, I'm sorry, when he peed on the floor. And like, really? That dog is really saying, I'm sorry. Understands that he did something wrong. He feels bad about it. The master is looking at him a certain way, and he's responding a certain way. That's how we teach children to talk. It's really exciting to me.
That is interesting.
Okay.
I did want to mention really quick, since you invoked WALL-E, the movie, the hoverboards.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the hoverboards?
Yes. When I saw them, the first thing I thought about was WALL-E, the movie, is actually coming true now.
Well, evidently, these hoverboards are, I think, the number one toy for Christmas, blah, blah, blah. But the New York Police Department has declared hoverboards illegal, and they're exposing riders to a $200 fine because there are so many accidents with these hoverboards.
Right, right. And for those of you parents out there who feel bad that you can't afford to buy your child a hoverboard, I have an inexpensive, low-cost alternative.
What is it?
They're called crutches.
Oh, because they're hurting themselves.
Sure. No. Because what is a hoverboard doing? It's taking away your need to have to facilitate walking. And that's what crutches do, right? So just, if you can't afford, how much is a hoverboard? Is it like $1,000?
The prices range from $400 to more than $1,000.
You can get a pair of crutches at your local medical supply store probably for about $65. Get your kid crutches and say, this was the hoverboard when grandma and grandpa were young.
Speeds go up to 10 miles per hour.
Oh, hell, you could probably go at least 10 miles an hour on crutches if you really start wailing.
So I guess they're really popular in New York City.
Yeah, I say buy crutches, they're cheaper. I'm being facetious, but what is a hoverboard doing? It's enabling you not to have to use your muscles and your skeletal system to walk. It's crazy.
It is crazy. So, do you want to talk about salmon?
Yes, let's please.
So this week the FDA has approved GMO salmon as safe to eat.
And how do they know? They know nothing. You know what? Let's say it is safe. Let's just say that there's a chance that that eel and that salmon would actually have offspring. And the offspring would have...
Oh, and can I say one more thing? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be labeled. The only state that it has to be labeled in is Alaska.
Well, then we have to just buy all of our salmon from Alaska. That's simple. Just ask for salmon that is not salmon eel or seal. Oh, we already have seals. I'll tell you who's really outraged about this. I mean, we're outraged about this as people. You know, and please let's not lose sight of the fact that this administration has approved more genetically modified foods than any of the previous administrations combined from the advent of genetically modified foods. So, for those of you who vote, remember this, because this administration and this philosophy goes hand in hand with certain politicians. Ask your politicians, where do you stand on genetically modified foods if you care about it? But let's talk about who this is really upsetting to. It's really upsetting to those who make a living on wild salmon fishing, because they're saying that this fish grows so much faster, eats so much more, and is so much more aggressive that it may only take about a decade for all of the original genetic lines of natural salmon to be wiped out completely. Now think about that for a second. Think about if they came up with a cow that was five times bigger, but as introducing this new cow through genetic modifications, at some point in time, there would be no more of the previous natural cows anymore.
That's what's going to happen. You actually interviewed someone about that not too long ago.
Yeah, it was over a year ago.
He did a study on, no, it was this year.
Was it 2015?
Because I booked the interview. Yeah, okay. It was in 2015.
Okay.
I mean, year is this?
they're worried about this. The fishing industry is going, oh my God, this salmon is going to become like the monster of the sea, and then we won't have any real salmon anymore.
And why is it that Alaska can label GMO salmon, but we can't anywhere else?
I have no idea. I think because we allowed them to rename Mount McKinley. We allowed them to do a bunch of things recently because Alaska has not been treated well by the continent, the United States.
Okay, so this week also, there was a new FDA nominee to lead the FDA.
Yeah,
his name is Robert Califf, C-A-L-I-F-F. He was appointed by the current administration. And he seemed to coast through the confirmation hearing, which was on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
which is frightening to me because while he is a cardiologist, he's a clinical trial expert from Duke University. He has been a consultant to many drug companies and ran a research institute that received a majority of its funding from the drug companies.
Right. Yeah. So and why is anyone surprised about this? Is anyone really surprised about this? Did we think that all of a sudden this government was going to hear its people and their cries for a lack of favoritism and deception on the part of the FDA and put someone at the helm of the FDA that would actually clean things up? Of course not. Of course not. I was just reading on Facebook the other day that there's some there was a petition going on. And they listed it's a woman politician. I think her name was Barbara something. That is up to no good. I don't remember what the story was. There's just so many stories, but it's like, I would love to call one of these politicians and just ask some simple questions. Say, who does the FDA serve? Well, it serves the people of the United States. Well, why doesn't the FDA ever take into consideration the people's wishes? So many of us want GMOs labeled. Why don't they put our wishes over the wishes of the companies that they provide oversight to? And that's because they don't care what people want. They only care about serving their clients. And their clients are the people that they talk to on a day-in, day-out basis. And that's the pharmaceutical companies and the big agricultural companies and food manufacturers. And that's it. So it's never going to change. Never going to change. And that's why voting with your dollars becomes more and more important every single day. Not to send a message to politicians, but to protect the health, your health and the health of your loved ones.
So on November 9th, the FDA announced that their goal is to limit added sugar to no more than 10% of daily calories for an adult. That means no more than 12.5 teaspoons a day.
And how will they do that? How will they do that?
They just announced.
If they could do that, why? I mean, come on. This is nonsense. This is complete and utter nonsense.
The government is going to tell us how much sugar we can consume. Well, I understand that there's an obesity problem.
They told us that tobacco was okay to smoke. I mean, why would we even consider anything that comes from our government as credible when it comes to nutrition and health? If they really gave a damn, they'd be asking why so many people are sick today. And it's not just sugar. It's things like the things that the FDA approves on a day-in-day-out basis. This is just more nonsense. I mean, talking about it.
Sugar taxes.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to make a sugar tax. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to tax companies that have higher sugar so that they can just get more money.
They tax tobacco, and that didn't stop people.
People are smoking cigarettes.
Well, they're trying, like we talked about last week, they're trying to say that smoking is going down. But
vaping is going up.
Yeah, e-cigarettes are going up.
And that's still tobacco. They have to get the nicotine and tobacco products from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And there's formaldehyde in it.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it.
There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about?
Do I need to start drinking coffee instead of tea?
No, I think tea is perfectly good, especially if you, the amount of tea you drink, you're probably getting 100 milligrams of caffeine a day.
That's not much.
That's pretty good.
Is it?
Hell yeah. Probably the right amount.
I don't think I... Do you think I get that much caffeine?
Yeah. There's probably... In a single tea bag of green tea, which I know that you use over and over again a couple times, there's probably 20 to 25 milligrams, but you drink a few... You do that a couple times a day.
No, I don't. Well, I only have one green tea bag one green tea a day.
Look at me. Look, two bags in a cup. Because I got off coffee and I'm drinking tea, and I got to tell you, I like tea better.
Okay, so there was a new study that just came out. Study links daily coffee habit to longevity.
And I'm calling BS on this one.
Really?
When I heard the study, I thought, oh, great. Let's really pick this apart. Okay, go ahead.
Says, in our study, we found people who drank 3 to 5 cups of coffee per day had about a 15% lower mortality compared to people who didn't drink coffee.
And they couldn't associate that with any particular thing in the coffee. So this is one of those epidemiological studies, kind of like fire trucks must cause fires because every time there's a house fire, there's fire trucks outside.
It says, now, of course, it's possible to overdo it with caffeine. Research has shown that consuming more than 400 milligrams of caffeine can interfere with sleep and create feelings of unease.
Well, according to Rutgers University, two well-done studies from back in 2007, as little as 200 milligrams of caffeine midday will cause a bottoming out of blood sugar at midnight, which causes people to wake up as their blood sugar drops. Because caffeine stimulates a release of glucagon from the liver, which makes blood sugar rise even without the introduction of actual carbohydrates. If you have black coffee with no sugar in it, it will make your blood sugar rise.
I had a friend that was drinking iced tea all day long.
Mm-hmm.
All day long. And so she went to the doctor because she couldn't sleep at night.
I wonder why.
And the doctor said, well, maybe you should cut your tea habit. And she didn't even think of the caffeine.
In the tea. And
yes.
Yeah. The problem I have with the coffee study is twofold. Number one, these people may engage in other types of behavior that could actually be the reason for their 15% decreased risk. Because it was even seen in the decaf coffee drinkers. Okay? It could be that this is a more youthful a group of people who, you know, coffee is no longer about coffee. It's about socialization, showing up at Starbucks, seeing your buddies, saying hello. So that could be part of it, number one. But more importantly, a study done in 2013 showed that by just increasing whatever steps you take today, by 2,000 steps a day moving forward reduces your risk of heart attack by 20%. So to me, I'd rather just increase my steps 2,000 steps a day than have to start drinking coffee. I'm going to have a better reduction. But it also reduces blood sugar and cholesterol levels equivalent to that of taking statin drugs.
So, and also, you have to think about, well, is the coffee that you're drinking have mold in it?
Mold
is
in
coffee,
it.
Is it organic? Is it not organic?
Pesticides, herbicides, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, exactly.
They don't think about those things. Okay, so someone did an analysis and found that a 16-ounce cup of caffeinated coffee from Starbucks could contain anywhere from 250 milligrams to more than 500 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah, depending on the blend, how long they roast. The longer they roast it, the less caffeine it has in it. I mean, this is, if you buy the blonde coffees, the lighter coffees, they have a lot more caffeine in them.
So he says here that this, I think you said this already, but I'll point it out again. This study does not prove cause and effect between drinking coffee and living longer. Rather, it points to an association.
Yeah, I could easily have made this about, of course, a lot of people buy lattes, they buy frappuccinos. I could have easily have made this say, this study go, people who walk in and out of a coffee shop appear to have a 15% reduced risk of having a heart attack. So it's still the truth, right? They walk in and out. I'm not even paying attention to what they're buying at this point in time. If it's decaf, calf, it has cream in it or whatever. So now this is more nonsense. But, you know, the coffee industry loves this kind of stuff.
It says here that the findings came from data from two nurses' health studies, which included 167,000 women. And it also looked at 40,000 men in health professionals' follow-up study.
And they're probably drinking coffee from their cafeterias, which is not nearly as strong as the stuff from Starbucks.
They also said the participants in these studies are about 95% white, largely middle class and well educated.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still not buying it. There's a lot of gut problems that coffee is causing today. And those gut problems are taking tolls on people's health. I can assure you of that. That's going to come out someday, when we're ready to actually deal with it. Because this will mean a lot of people have to stop going to their favorite Starbucks and saying hello to their friends in the morning to buy their a cup of what's disrupting their guts.
Also, I guess the World Health Organization this week announced antibiotic resistance, a global crisis.
Well, you might as well call it glyphosate then.
That's one of
the most profound antibiotics that we're being exposed to on a day in and day out basis are weed killers. They are antimicrobial antibiotics in nature. In fact, many of the glyphosate patents state that glyphosate has antimicrobial antibiotic-like actions. I did a blog post recently where, according to the CDC's own numbers from back in 2002, when they were looking at the risk assessments associated with glyphosate, estimates that the average person is getting 3 milligrams a day of glyphosate. And this was before they started to incorporate glyphosate levels in water because of runoff from farms and stuff like that. And now, that was 2002. There's a lot more glyphosate in our population. So just 3 milligrams a day of glyphosate. It's 3 milligrams a day of an antibiotic being given to you day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out. Dr. Anthony Samsel just released his paper that was created from the 70,000 plus previously sealed and hidden documents between the FDA, I'm sorry, EPA and Monsanto, indicating that in the rat studies that where rats were given just 3 milligrams per kilogram a day of glyphosate in their chow, that it was supposedly the safe level. It wasn't, and they did develop problems, and they had to end the study and hide the data. So these small amounts of glyphosate are probably more contributing to a greater degree of antimicrobial antibiotic resistance to people than the residual antibiotics in the flesh of animals that are being given antibiotics.
They announced that this was World Antibiotics Week, and it runs through November the 22nd. And they're saying that that what we need to do is to I'm going to ensure that antibiotics given to animals, including food-producing and companion animals, are only used to control or treat infectious diseases because we know that they give antibiotics to fatten them up.
But this is a smokescreen. They're talking about beef that is now by law. I mean, chickens can't be given antibiotics anymore. And if they are, it's just to save their lives, and then they have to stay out of the food chain for a period of time before they're eligible to be processed so that they can rid themselves. The same thing is with beef now. This is nonsense.
Vaccinate animals to reduce the need for antibiotics.
There's hundreds of millions of pounds of glyphosate, dicamba, 2,4-D being used in agriculture that poses a greater risk to the accumulative effects of antibiotic resistance in humans than you couldn't eat all the beef that you'd have to eat to get just what you're getting from following your healthy diet guidelines and eating more fruits and vegetables.
Antibiotic resistance happens when bacteria change and become resistant to the antibiotics.
And we're seeing that on the plants. I did a blog about this. No one reads these blogs. They're seeing E. coli and salmonella on plants. Okay? We know this, right? It gets into the food chain. So they did a study and they looked at the effects of pre-treating E. coli and salmonella with glyphosate, dicamba, and 2,4-D, and then treating them with the traditional dose of antibiotics that should kill them. And salmonella and the E. coli that was pre-treated with the weed killers was more resistant to the known dose of antibiotic to kill them, which means that when we see these recalls on spinach, it's not because the animal feces is getting into the food. It's because the salmonella and the E. coli that is finding its way on the plants is becoming resistant to the way they treat it to get it off of the plants, because it's getting stronger because it's being exposed to dicamba, glyphosate, and 2,4-D. So we're actually seeing evolution in these salmonella and E. coli bacteria because of these weed killers we're using.
Why don't scientists figure that out?
Because it's big business. What are you going to do? You're going to tell the truth? When has the government ever told the truth about anything? I mean, seriously. Just now we're finding out that statin drugs do all these bad things. In the meantime, the government has allowed the pharmaceutical industry to foist statin drugs on everybody who is stupid enough to take them.
Well, and they're still prescribing them.
Of course.
Even with the bad press that it's getting.
The new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. You want to live longer, it comes down to what you believe today. Because we all know we make choices, but do we make the right choices? That's based on where you get your information from. We are seeing antibiotic resistance in microbes and in people, and we still don't know what these weed killers are doing to our guts. If they're designed to be antimicrobial, antibacterial, what are they doing to the flora in our guts? I know that they're leading to obesity. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back.
So that just said brawn and brains.
Right.
So there's a new study that just came out that sturdy legs could mean healthy brains, according to a study out of Great Britain on British twins.
Mm-hmm.
I've invited the author on, so hopefully they'll come on and we can discuss the study.
I agree. Yeah. And that's why leg training is critical to brain function as well. Okay, what do we want to talk about first?
Okay, so I have a couple questions from, well, one question from a listener.
Okay.
And then I have a, one of our listeners sent an email when we were talking about the superhuman, eating like a superhuman on a budget.
Yeah, because we now have Thrive Market, who has like 3,000 and ever-growing new products at 25 to 50% off retail.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I placed my first order and got it, and you know, it got there in a couple days,
right.
And it was, you know, it was awesome just to come home and have that on my porch.
The box is so cool too, because the box is kind of plain on the outside, but when you open it up, it's got this green color on the inside with some sort of like the Thrive logo on it.
Well, no, it wasn't plain because it had the Thrive green tape on the outside.
Yeah,
that
and
cute.
But the Thrive was in white. It wasn't like a flashy box on the outside, but when you opened it up, it was like very welcoming.
And then they also had really nice, environment friendly packing
yes.
that they used.
It was like a brown paper that was kind of like corrugated and slid up in a very unique pattern. Almost looked like crepe paper, and it was so cool. And you know that's going to just break down in the
landfill. And they also had some interesting items that you just can't get at the grocery store.
Yeah.
So was good.
As a result of our campaign about eating like a superhuman on a budget, someone sent us an email. Do you know who
right.
it was?
Albert
Woody.
Alex.
I think it was Albert.
No, it was Alex Griffin.
Okay, maybe you're right. You look, I'll find it. Go ahead.
Eating like a superhuman on a budget. One of my favorite low-carb, low-price snacks is Carb Master Yogurt by Kroger. Most flavors only have about 4 grams of carbs with 3 grams of sugar. unfortunately is not the most healthy in terms of ingredients because it has about 1,000 of them, but it is very cheap, high in protein, and very low in carbs. I take 4 of them with me to work every day.
Uh-huh.
So I compared the...
And it's Alexis Gordon.
Alexis Gordon.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I just found it. Okay, good.
Alexis Gordon.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went to Kroger and actually I looked at, I tried to find how much they were on the Kroger website. I couldn't. So there's a Kroger right by the gym. So I was going anyway and I looked while I was there.
Right.
So the guy told me that they're always 10 for $4.
That's pretty cheap.
That is pretty cheap. Okay. So there's, 4 grams of carbs, 3 sugars, 50 calories, 1.5 grams of fat, and 8 grams of protein for a 6-ounce package. So that's a total of, if you eat 4, that's 16 carbs, 12 sugars, 200 calories, 6 fats, 32 proteins, and $1.60 for all that.
Right, right.
So I compared it to the Greek yogurt because the ingredients in the Greek yogurt is milk and live cultures.
That's it. Right.
So in the other one, the Carb Master, it has...
Yeah, a lot of stuff. It's got Ace K, it's got sucralose, it's got some gum additives in it. It's got a lot of stuff in it. Got a lot of stuff. And that's why, by the way, it's so low in protein. It's not high in protein. I mean, a cup of milk has 8 grams of protein.
It's got modified cornstarch, natural and artificial flavors. It has Ace K. It has... sucralose.
Right.
Yeah. So some of the things that you were talking about.
Right.
Okay. So then I compared that to the Greek yogurt.
Did you have to look at a certain brand? Cause all the Greek yogurt's pretty much the same, the higher end ones.
Well, I just looked at the one that I use,
which is
the Faji.
Faji. Okay.
And I typically get the zero fat cause I like to get my fat from the nuts that I put
other
in
places,
there. Other places. Right. So it was 0 fat, 7 grams of carbs, 7 sugars, 18 proteins, and 100 calories per 6-ounce package.
So 7 grams of carbs, 18 protein.
18 proteins, 100 calorie, and 0 fat.
How many sugars was it?
7.
7 per serving.
Mm-hmm.
So if
you eat two of them.
That's what I say.
If you eat two of them, it's still 0 fat, 14 carbs, 14 sugars, 36 proteins.
Right.
200 calories, and you're only getting the 2 ingredients. In bonus, you're getting the live cultures.
Right. And I got to believe that.
Well, and so it's a 6-ounce package as well,
mm-hmm.
which these were 6 ounces.
And that would cost you about $2.
These are 6 ounces for 4. It was $1.60 of the Carb Master. And for these, it's $1. I buy them for $1 a package. A lot of times they have them on sale either at Target or Kroger. So you can get them for $1 each. So let's just say that's
40 cents difference.
Yeah,
and look what you're not getting. And this is the instance where what you're not getting is probably more important than what you're getting. I know people are going to say, yeah, but it's got more carbs.
And even if you're paying full price at $1.29, which is what Target sells it for,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still not that much more for, $1.20 or something?
Yeah. And so, but the bottom line is, it's more important to leave some of these questionable things out of your diet if you can. Especially if Alexis said that you know, he's going through 4 of them a day, right?
Probably a she.
Oh, you think? I'm sorry. I don't know why I said it is. But she is probably going through 4 a day. And so that's a lot of those, that chemistry set to be eating every single day.
I agree, especially if you do it every day, too. So this is another one from Rick Pack, who he won the glutathione,
the liposomal
vitamin C.
From Live On Labs,
The liposomal are Alla. And he said, how much would you use of the liposomal vitamin, or how would you use the liposomal vitamin C, are Alla, and glutathione if you had all 3? Maybe the vitamin C and glutathione after your morning strength training and R-Ala around the time of your biggest meal?
No, I would use the R-Ala with my post-workout meal.
And prior to eating your post-workout
meal? Yeah, prior. I would take it maybe 10 minutes before just so it's in your stomach already. And then I'd have my post-workout meal. And I wouldn't use the glutathione or vitamin C till a later meal in the day after, because we know that there is some evidence that powerful antioxidants may actually cause a lack of the desired adaptation to exercise, rightfully so, because they're antioxidant. The body has to think it's under attack. That's the hormetic effect of exercise. And if you're quenching all of that with some powerful antioxidants, there is some evidence that you may not get the desired effects of your training. You may not grow the muscle as fast. You may not build the endurance as well. So I would take that later in the day.
And that's true with resveratrol as well.
Yeah,
correct?
You don't want to take it before a workout because it'll actually make your workout harder. So, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll come back for the second hour of Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We shall return.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit primenutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to primenutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Hello?
Okay.
Welcome back to the second hour of Casual Friday. What do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
So next week here in the United States is our Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. Right. So I wanted to talk about food for a while because Thanksgiving is
all about food.
It's all about giving thanks and being with family and eating a lot of food.
and if we really want to do this in a traditional sense, we should have Native Americans over our home because they're the ones who taught us to eat these foods that we eat.
So I found this interesting because there are some myths that surround our Thanksgiving holiday. It says here, the reason that we have so many myths associated with Thanksgiving is that it is an invented tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't originate in any one event. It is based on the New England Puritan Thanksgiving, which is a religious Thanksgiving, and the traditional harvest celebrations of England and New England, and maybe other ideas like commemorating the pilgrims.
Uh-huh.
All of these have been gathered together and transformed with something different from the original parts.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
I found that interesting. So I am reading the book right now, The Mayflower.
Right.
Which is the pilgrims came over on the Mayflower.
But that's because your mother was, and Uncle John and Aunt Noel, they're all direct descendants of some of the family, right?
Right. There was a couple on the Mayflower, Priscilla and John Alden.
Right.
And that's who my mother's family is direct.
On your grandfather's side or your mother's side? Our grandmother's side.
On my mother's side.
On your grandmother's side.
No, it was my grandfather, I think.
That's what I was saying.
I think.
So your mother's father.
Right. And her name was, my mother's name was Priscilla Alden. And then my uncle is John after Priscilla and John Alden.
Gotcha. Okay.
So anyway, so Thanksgiving holiday is all about food, as Carl said. So we always have turkey. And so I wanted to talk about fixing turkey, baking turkeys. We're going actually to pick our turkey up this Saturday tomorrow.
I can't wait.
From our farmer. We're actually driving out to where she lives.
Right. They were just processed like yesterday and today. So this is going to be as fresh as you can get it.
So how long will a turkey last in the freezer?
I would say, oh gosh, like all other meat, probably if it's a deep freeze or something, you should be able to freeze it for quite a few years.
It says indefinitely, but it's best quality if you eat it within the first year.
Yeah.
And as far as thawing out a turkey, it says turkey is best thawed if it's in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to allow.
That could take days.
One day it says for a 5-pounder. So if you have a 15-pounder, it's going to take 3 days.
At least. Yeah.
There are two ways to thaw your turkey safely. In cold water, you can do it in cold water.
Mm-hmm.
It says if you use this quick method, just be ready to cook the bird as soon as it's thawed.
Right, right.
Is it okay and safe to stuff a turkey? Because usually we stuff turkeys with stuffing, obviously.
Yeah, and people say that's not healthy because the blood and everything that's inside the body cavity, right? Is that what they're talking
about? It says for optimum safety, cook your turkey out, your stuffing outside of the turkey.
Yeah, see? I mean, that's terrible because it gets all the flavor in it from being inside the body cavity. If you cook your turkey thoroughly, stick the thermometer all the way through the
chest cavity into the stuffing and make sure the stuffing is also reaching the temperature that you want. You know what I'm talking about? We only just check the breasts because that's a, no, stick it into the chest cavity and check the stuffing.
It says cook the turkey to, to at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
There you go. So make sure that the stuffing is 165 degrees in the center. Then you don't have to worry about any raw, you know, materials being in there that could be pathogens.
Mm-hmm. And I like getting our turkey from Susan last year. I think she did this year as well. She was feeding them pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah, they tasted different, and the color of their meat was different. It was like almost, it was redder. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Okay, so just another thing is people tend to overeat during the holidays.
No, unheard of. Alex Leaf, our news director, does some sort of heroic task every single year, where every year he tries to beat his last year, and I want to say he eats some ridiculous amount of turkey, like pounds of turkey, throughout the day. And I wonder if he's going to do that again this year.
Wow.
I'll have to ask him.
Yeah. So you know, cranberry sauce is one of the staples at a Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a recipe here for gingered pomegranate lime cranberry sauce. And you just, because people buy that gel cranberry sauce at the grocery store and it has so much sugar in it.
Right. Right.
With this, I mean, just make your own. It's so easy. Just buy organic cranberries and make your own. Even if
boil
you don't,
it in water, right? You boil them in water first.
Boil them in water, and you can add sugar because they are bitter.
Right.
You add some organic coconut sugar or some fresh squeezed orange juice or something like that to sweeten them. And you can add whatever you want. It's a canvas. You can add whatever you, blank canvas, you can add whatever you want to.
So this recipe has you adding pineapple, you said?
No. Ginger. Pomegranate.
Okay.
Some lime.
And the lime sounds good with the cranberry. Because that bridges the bitter and brings it over to the sweet.
So my mother used to always serve that gel cranberry sauce that you buy in a can at the grocery store. And I remember the first time I made fresh cranberries. They're so good and so easy.
Yeah. But I like the gel too. I got to tell you something. There was a truck driver that I knew who got me to eat my eggs with the cranberry gel. Take a slice of it and put it with your eggs and eat it. It was really good.
Well, why not just take the cranberries and
it's just
spread
different.
Them.
It's just different. I'm just
because
saying.
I like turkey with cranberries on them.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah.
And so also, I mean, my point in all of the recipes I'm going to talk about, or some of the dishes I'm going to talk about, is that a lot of the ingredients that are based around a Thanksgiving tradition are really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of ruining them with a lot of sugar.
Nice.
There are alternatives that of ways to prepare these foods that aren't terrible and going to wreak havoc on your diet.
So do it in a more ancestral way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
So pumpkin is another one. Pumpkin pie for dessert. So I have a recipe here that you use other ingredients instead of flour.
Flour.
You
right.
would
Wheat
use
flour,
like
right.
coconut flour. Or tapioca flour.
Yeah.
Or almond flour.
Rice
for the
flour,
crust.
Any of them, right, exactly.
If you must, you know, make a pie out of it, do it with something. But pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie are two really popular pies on Thanksgiving.
And they're good carbs. Sweet potato and pumpkin are both very, very good carbs.
So I posted the blog about the high-protein pumpkin muffins.
Mm-hmm.
I made it into a bread.
A loaf. It was so
a loaf.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
It was moister in the center than the muffins get. Oh man, it was so good. I had to stop myself from eating too much of it.
Oh, I loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So beets, another kind of staple. So make a beet salad with avocado and some sesame
really?
On it.
And avocado, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like they would go together. Isn't that funny?
Put a little cilantro on there.
Interesting. That sounds really good. Are you making those for Christmas? I mean, for Thanksgiving?
I might. So another one that actually I'm going to make for you, Carl.
Okay.
Dark chocolate bark. So I've got some 85% chocolate.
Woof, woof. Oh, not that kind of bark?
85% chocolate, which you put in a double boiler to melt. And then you put like cranberries and pumpkin pie spice on it and pumpkin seeds on it.
No, not pumpkin seeds. What do they call them in Italian?
Pepitas.
Pepitas.
Okay. I like pepitas.
Alisa loves saying pepitas when she talks about pumpkin seeds. She just likes to hear herself say it. Yeah, pumpkin seeds.
And cranberries or whatever. And just make a healthy
chocolate bar for the kids.
Because at 85% chocolate, it's going to be
sugar.
More fat.
Yeah.
And sweet potatoes. You know, everybody makes sweet potatoes with marshmallows.
Marshmallows and brown sugar and syrup.
And it's just so bad.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
So why not just make it with, you know, some nuts and some cinnamon, Saigon cinnamon, and maybe a little maple syrup.
The truth is, if you bake your potatoes,
they caramelize.
Yeah, there's a lot of sugar.
You caramelize them.
Exactly. If you bake the potatoes first, then mash them into your casserole that you're going to do, adding some perhaps walnuts or pecans. You can use even some of the things you just said, some ginger, some cranberries, some pomegranates, and then put it back in the fridge to get cold and then reheat it the next day. You turn more of it into fiber, but it'll be nice and sweet at the same time. I mean, I don't know why you need marshmallows, brown sugar, or what's the other thing that people put? Maple syrup on sweet potatoes. They're already sweet. You know?
Also, sweet potato hummus.
Really?
Yeah.
With chickpeas?
With chickpeas. Mm-hmm.
And tahini and sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, broaden your horizons this.
Because they're all, you know, one you want to call them superfoods or not, but they're all potatoes, sweet potatoes and pumpkin. And the, you know, cranberries.
They're good for you.
They're all good for you.
They're good. They're actually good for you. Instead of foods that detract from your health, they're foods that add to your health.
Right.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of Casual Friday. Stay with us.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it.
There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So we're talking about Thanksgiving this hour because here in the United States, it's a big holiday. It's actually the gateway holiday to all the other holidays, right? It's Thanksgiving and then Christmas, then New Year's, and then comes January, where everybody regrets what they did from Thanksgiving through Christmas and New Year's.
I think a typical weight gain is around 15 pounds between Thanksgiving and
the
New Year.
I know, it's amazing.
That's crazy to me.
So what can you do to avoid?
Well, one more thing I want to say,
please.
Just back to the food for a minute or
sure.
two, is, you know, like your side dishes, you can really make. If we make Brussels sprouts.
I love them.
You can make them healthy.
Yeah, you cut them in half and you pan fry them in some raw butter and seasoning. They're delicious.
I like them a little bit better with olive oil.
But even your stepdad, Ben, who doesn't like Brussels sprouts,
he
liked them when I made them where we cut them in half and fried them.
Well, you sautéed them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You weren't frying them.
Yeah,
you were sautéing them.
Yeah, you're right.
And we put a little garlic on it and then some
raw butter and olive oil we mixed together.
A little bit of Parmesan cheese, fresh Parmesan cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. Grated green beans. I mean, people make these green bean casseroles with like condensed mushroom soup. Use real mushrooms, you know, use real ingredients.
Right.
Broccoli, same thing. And butternut squash is a big one too.
Right.
It's really good for you.
Right.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about some strategies to...
Well, you know, the one thing that everybody should be using this holiday season, if you're concerned about being able to socialize and enjoy what you've done for decades, but not ending up 3 months up the road 15 pounds heavier, and that is intermittent fasting. You know, time your fast so that you're fasting at least 16 hours before that monster meal. It's very simple. It's very doable. You can do this.
Well, and also, too, I think keeping up with your cardio during this time when you're overindulging.
Especially after a meal. We know that getting up and walking after a meal has a more profound blood sugar lowering effect than taking metformin. So just, you know, make it as soon as the meal is up. You're at family with cousins you haven't seen in a while. You're about to sit down at the table after eating or sit down on the sofa while the football game or basketball game is playing in the background and talk to them. Say, let's put our jackets on and go out for a walk and talk. That's what the European people do.
Mm-hmm.
Go get up after your meal and go for a walk. If your neighborhood isn't the kind of neighborhood to do that, then...
Turn some music on
and
dance.
That's what I was going to say. Some music on and dance after you finish eating.
Yeah.
Be the one to start that tradition. and your family, you don't even have to tell them that it's actually healthier. But, I mean, get up and move after
get
that big
kids,
meal.
Right. So Thanksgiving is also kind of about giving thanks for what we have.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't know that?
Oh, that's why they call it Thanksgiving. I'm sorry.
So, you know, some of the things that people talk about to express gratitude, one of the things is to keep a gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't. I have not ever kept a gratitude journal. I'm not going to lie and say I did.
Express your gratitude in person.
That's a good one.
Show respect for those around you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't complain.
That's a hard one for me.
Is it?
I think so.
Why?
I feel like just lately, with the way I've not felt well, that I feel like I complain more than I ever have before. But that's from not sleeping well. I think when you don't sleep well, you get very, you know, grumpy.
Right, yeah. You do.
Yeah, so.
The last one here was volunteer in your community. But I think a lot of people around the holidays do a lot of volunteering. And I think that maybe it's more important to volunteer other times of the year.
Right.
Because you don't have the outpouring of people.
Big, big point you just made. You know, everybody finds the goodness in their heart at Christmas time. And the rest of the year, they don't even pay attention to the other people's needs. So I'm not saying you shouldn't go down to the mission and ladle out soup this Christmas season, this holiday season, whatever the holiday is for you and your family. I'm not saying you shouldn't have that family over for Thanksgiving. When I was a newlywed, for about the first 5 years, when Taylor was a baby and Chase had just been born, we actually went to the Wayside Christian Mission and had a family come over for Thanksgiving dinner. And I think that was wonderful. But the rest of the year, we didn't think about that family. And
exactly.
You know.
Right. And that's why I say, you know, do it other times of the year as well.
And sometimes people do it for themselves. You do it so you feel good about yourself. You know, oh, mm-hmm. Well, we had a family over from the mission. It's like, forget that. You know, do it for them. Find ways to do it. Maybe having them over for dinner isn't the idea. Maybe buying them dinner so they can have it in their new home that the government just put them into is more going to build that family more than make you feel good about yourself that you had. You hosted a homeless family or a family that didn't have the money for their own food.
Give at least one compliment a day.
But do I have to give it to others or can I just say it to myself?
Look in the mirror and tell yourself how beautiful you are.
Yeah.
No, I mean, really, you can find something nice to say about everybody.
About most people.
About most people.
There's some people in your life you just can't find anything nice to say. So like the old folks used to say, if you got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Notice your day-to-day world from a point of gratitude,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
which your attitude really does. It makes or breaks. You can wake up and have a poor attitude and you're going to be miserable all day long, or you can choose to be happy
and
you know, thankful.
And that's a big one, because the truth is, no matter where you are right now, even if it's not where you want to be right now, you are a lot better off than it could be. So be grateful that that's where you are right now and not in a worse position or whatever it is that you're dealing with. Absolutely.
When you find yourself in a bad situation, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Mm-hmm. Well, and because if you go through something bad, you know, try to find that silver lining if you
But
can.
Sometimes you can't learn anything good from a bad situation other than to deal with it in a way that doesn't extinguish all of your thankfulness. And that could be the lesson. The lesson could be not that, my mom just died. What's the silver lining in that? Well, there's no silver lining in your mom dying, but there is a silver lining in acknowledging that you're not going to let any single event steal your silver lining. And that could be the lesson. The lesson could be learning to survive tough situations without making you jaded or enameled or disgruntled with your life. That could be the lesson in and of itself.
Because let's face it, if you are disgruntled with your life, then your life is going to be that much more miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
If you identify something or someone with a negative trait, switch it in your mind to a positive trait.
I don't agree with that one. I think if you find somebody who has a negative trait, acknowledge that they have a negative trait and don't adopt that trait. And I'll give you an example. This is everybody in the audience is going to go, oh, yeah, I've done this and felt bad about it. You're with a friend. Your friend is complaining about his home life, his wife, something like that. You listen. I learned this from my sister. You listen to them. Then they stop talking. All of a sudden, you feel compelled to start complaining about your home life or your wife when you really didn't feel that way to begin with. Don't sell out. My sister taught me, after my divorce, she taught me this. She says, when somebody tells you something bad about themselves, don't feel compelled to tell them something bad about yourself. You can acknowledge what they're unhappy about without you joining in and saying you're unhappy about that too. And we all do this because we feel uncomfortable. When someone shares something with us, we feel compelled to share something with them because all of a sudden the relationship is out of whack. We know something about them that we shouldn't know. So we feel compelled to share something with them about us to balance the relationship out. Don't fall prey to that. Don't find complaints in your life just so you can be one of the guys or the gals. Don't do it.
Okay, so this falls right into that, what you just said. Vow not to complain, criticize, or gossip for 10 days. If you slip, rally your willpower and keep going. Notice the amount of energy you were spending on negative thoughts and actions.
There's a fantastic book called I'm Okay, You're Okay that I read in my early 20s thanks to the therapist I was seeing, Dr. Jerry Katz. And that book taught me one simple saying that will help you actually have more opportunities in your life. I am certainly no better and absolutely no worse than any other person on this planet. When you criticize other people, you create confines and constructs that govern your own life. If you see somebody going for it, I don't know, they get themselves ripped into shape and they're putting their pictures up on Facebook. And you look at them and go, oh, look how self-centered this person is. Look at, and finding the little things you can pick in that person and pick out about them to knock them down. You just created constructs that will confine you from ever doing those things. Because when you start thinking about doing those things, you think, oh, someone's going to look at me and think that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never do it. So criticizing other people actually limits your opportunities in life. Live without criticism. That's it.
Sound genuinely happy to hear from the people who call you on the phone.
I don't always do that.
Well, and I think that because coming from a sales background, they used to say if you're talking to a customer, smile because it comes through on the telephone.
Right.
So that kind of plays hand in hand
yes,
with this.
Yes, if you're animated, people feel it on the other side. You're absolutely right.
Become involved in a cause that's important to you.
I am, this show.
Yes.
This is an important cause. Getting more people to understand the pitfalls that they can avoid that will compromise their health.
Mark Twain said, I can live 2 months on a good compliment.
Now, that's a good one. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a wise man, wasn't he?
He really was. Wasn't he the one that said that you can...
When the world ends, I want to be in Louisville, Kentucky because it takes 10 years for anything to get there.
Yes.
All right. And on that note, wait 2.5 minutes, actually 3 minutes. And we'll be back with you. Stay tuned.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside. The MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of six ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're still on Thanksgiving here.
I wanted to mention a couple more things about gratefulness.
Okay.
So studies have linked gratitude with increased satisfaction, motivation and energy, better sleep and health, reduced stress and sadness.
Yeah, I agree.
Grateful people are much more engaged with their environment, leading to a greater personal growth and self-acceptance and stronger feelings of purpose, meaning, and specialness.
Right. I like that.
We were talking during the break. During the holidays, a lot of people, you know, they get sad, and a lot of it is because during the holidays you're supposed to be with family. So I always try every year to just invite someone to dinner
right.
that doesn't have anywhere else to go.
Right. We have a couple friends who, male friends, who don't really have family, per se. And so we always try to have them over during the holidays.
Yes.
And, you know, you should do that with all your friends. You know, invite a friend to a family gathering.
We were talking about gratitude, journaling for gratitude. Mm-hmm. Did you know that there are apps that you can get on your iPhone?
I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful I have an iPhone that I can get an app for.
Yes, but you're not supposed to be spending that much time on your iPhone.
Yeah, I know. One more thing, right?
They also have appreciation boards, which I think you've done before.
Oh, yeah, in your home. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a website, thankful4.com.
Oh, I like that.
A website to publicly post what you are grateful for.
A lot of people feel compelled to be grateful for things, so they come up with, like, hollow, like, I'm grateful for my loved ones. You know, it's like, you're not really grateful for them. Be honest. You're grateful for things that, that actually light you up. And those are the things you should be grateful for. You don't have to just be grateful for the people in your life. You could be grateful for little things. As long as you're feeling gratitude. Gratitude releases oxytocin. Oxytocin is an important hormone, very overlooked.
I read a study last week that talked about oxytocin and autism and how giving oxytocin to autistic children is helping them.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
I invited the author on, too, by the way. Okay,
cool.
So we wanted to talk about this 9 dishes that doctors won't eat on Thanksgiving.
All right, let me preface this. This is on MSN.com, and they have an article called 9 Dishes Doctors Won't Eat at Thanksgiving. We don't know. I haven't looked at the list yet, so we don't know if we're going to agree with them or not agree with them. But as a caveat, most physicians know nothing about nutrition. So let's see what MSN is telling people.
They spoke with 3 medical doctors and a doctor of dental surgery.
Just 4 doctors polled in this whole thing.
Okay, candied yams.
I would agree with that. I would say yams, but not. They're talking about with all the sugar and marshmallows, right?
Well, yes. The doctor of dental surgery said that the marshmallows are essentially pure sugar. Also, there's really no reason to sweeten yams. Yams themselves are loaded with sweetness, which is what we talked about.
Who knew I could be a doctor?
And the nutrients that don't stick to the surface of your teeth because the marshmallows,
yeah.
I guess, are that sticky consistency.
The next one is fried appetizers. They have a picture of potato skins, but potato skins generally aren't fried. They're usually baked.
Well, who has fried appetizers at Thanksgiving? That's not really a tradition, I don't think. Maybe it is in some households. I don't know.
I don't know. What fried appetizers covered in bacon? So potato skins are baked. So this who is this that wrote this one?
Maybe
this is Dr. Mullally again.
Maybe it has fried bacon in it.
Big deal. You can bake bacon. Bacon is fried in its own grease. It's not like you're adding grease and then frying something. So this one I don't agree with. The potato skins are not bad for you if they're baked and you have cheese and vegetables in them.
Oh, you're going to hate this one. The homemade gravy is basically turkey fat and some turkey juice and white flour and cornstarch for thickening. So they say to consider a mushroom gravy as an alternative.
Well, it depends on how the mushroom gravy is made, but not all. If you make gravy in the traditional sense, it is the renderings of cooking your turkey, as well as the vegetables and the stuffing that all drain into the bottom of the pan. And
he's saying that's a bad thing.
No, that's not a bad thing. But the bad thing is putting all the
flour
in it
and
to make
starch.
It's called a roux to thicken it. Find other ways to thicken it, or use it the way it was, watery. Why not do that?
Or just don't eat the gravy, which is
no,
what I do.
Gravy is delicious. You don't like it, I know.
I don't like gravy.
I know. Green bean casserole. Green beans are not bad. Let's see. This is going to be healthier, but depends on how much butter you add. Oh, so the butter is the evil twin. Simpler said. That's the doctor's name. If you just use a can of condensed soup as your cream, you can get away with... What's in the soup?
The soup has so many ingredients in there.
It's all chemical. So don't take the butter out and put chemicals in it to avoid butter. I disagree. And you know what? Leave the fried. What are those onion ring?
Fried onions.
They're called funyuns. People take funyuns, which are like potato chip equivalents of fried onion rings. They're made out of corn. They're made in circles. They take funyuns and put them in with the green beans.
I thought they used French fried onions. French's fried onions.
They use those too. I mean, the people who are making, but still, just have green beans by themselves. How about that one? And
okay.
You could add butter to them. This doctor's always talking about
the carbohydrates of potatoes enter the blood as glucose faster than table sugar. They're
not
talking
true.
About mashed potatoes.
This is not true. Depends on the potatoes you use. If you use red potatoes, not so much because you have more fiber in them. The white potato that is raised specifically for like fast food restaurants that, what do they call? Golden Yukons. They have the highest glycemic index of all potatoes. And purposely so. They're grown that way. Use red potatoes. Use blue potatoes. They have more amylopectin and less amylose. They have They have more fiber and less starch. They have more undigestible fiber and less digestible starch. Use those potatoes. Make them the night before and then keep them in the fridge overnight so that they convert even more to fiber, and then just warm them up the next day. You can still have potatoes.
Soda, which yes, we all know soda is bad. So
let's see. Wait, I haven't read this. I'll bet they say just try to have one can of soda. How much you want to bet? There are better options. Cardiovascular disease, regular soda consumption promotes.
No, they're saying not to drink any soda.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with them there.
Okay. Cranberry sauce, the store-bought cranberry sauce, as we just talked about a few minutes ago.
Yeah. So avoid the store-bought cranberry sauce. Make your own fresh. It takes 10 minutes.
It doesn't even take 10 minutes. Well, maybe 10. Store-bought pie.
It depends on the store you're buying them from.
Saturated
fat and hydrogenated shortenings. There shouldn't be any hydrogenated shortenings in them anymore. Let's see. Added sugar. Yes, shouldn't have lots of sugar in them. So make your own pies. Very easy to do. I agree with this one. Store-bought pies. Make your own pies so you know what's actually in them.
And the stuffing.
As for stuffing, which is primarily made of bread, that's a heck of a lot of carbs. Plus, the stuffing absorbs a lot of the fat from the turkey. Probably slows the carbs down, by the way. And in some sausage, and you're looking at high calorie, high fat laden, high sodium choices.
No, it said add in some sausage.
Yeah, another.
You said and.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I meant and add in some sausage. But they're saying if you have sausage in it, it's going to have a lot of fat. It's going to have a lot of sodium in it, right? So just be wise. What would you do to make stuffing healthier?
Well, I wouldn't, since I don't eat sausage, I wouldn't add sausage.
But would you use something different than wheat-based bread products? Maybe there's some spelt sausage stuffing out there.
Some spelt stuffing or just don't eat the stuffing, which is, yeah, I'd rather have the potatoes than the stuffing.
Yeah, me too.
You know, that's the key, pick and choose here.
Stuffing always repeats on me, but I think it's because everybody puts rosemary in their stuffing. Rosemary does
sage.
Something. Or maybe that's the
sage.
Sage, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, on that note, let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. You know, it doesn't matter if it's Thanksgiving. We're always looking for ways to address overeating by not gaining more weight. So we're going to give you some really good tips for those of you who go, look, I don't necessarily want to walk after a meal. And I don't really want to do any intermittent fasting. There are answers for you. But you want to read something that Con Santuri Davison had posted on our Facebook wall?
He's referring to the coffee that we were discussing.
I know. Con loves coffee, and it doesn't bother him. But he's a profound believer that drinking black coffee is the best way to drink it.
That's what he said. I still say if you drink it black, many problems will go away.
I agree with this. I really do agree with him because I think the problems occur from the sweeteners, they occur from those who use powdered creamers. And I think that from the cream in general, the pasteurized, homogenized half and half, I don't think people do well with it. But I do agree with him on this one. But the problem with me is that I have developed silent GERD as a result of my obstructive sleep apnea. And caffeine has been shown to relax the esophageal sphincter, caffeine in any form, and cause more of the contents of your stomach to get upstream. So for me, I will go back to drinking coffee, but first I've got to get all this in check. But I agree with him.
Okay, so we were going to talk about some ways to, besides intermittent fasting.
Okay, so let's say you have no interest in intermittent fasting. You can't convince your relatives to get up after a meal and dance, and it's raining out, so you can't get up and walk after a meal. Here are some things you can do. Before your meals, during the holidays, and in fact, before every meal during the holidays, as long as you're going to do this, not just before your biggest meals, try taking some cinnamon. That's number one. In fact, Elisa found one report that shows that taking cinnamon in capsules, 2,000 milligrams a day total, right?
Yes, it says research shows that those who consume 2,000 milligrams of cinnamon daily will lose 300% more weight and 500% more belly fat than those that don't.
Okay, so number one, try getting capsules of cinnamon if you don't want to use cinnamon.
Or just use real cinnamon.
Well, but
2,000
milligrams, 2 grams of cinnamon is a lot. If you use that in your food, you may actually end up with some heartburn.
Well, then just use a teaspoon of cinnamon per day.
Right, okay. The other one is vinegar. Okay.
Apple cider vinegar.
A tablespoon or two before a big meal, every single meal if you want, has been shown to cause people to lose body fat because it lowers the glycemic index of the carbs. And a lot of the problems with this holiday season is the carbs we eat.
I do it for a while and then I forget. I'm glad we're talking about this because I always forget about the vinegar.
Another one is R-alpha lipoic acid. Anywhere from 100 to 200 milligrams before a meal, once again, will cause you to lose body fat, especially with high-carb meals, because it mimics insulin. So, I mean, these are all great approaches. If you don't want to do that, take 250 milligrams of resveratrol twice a day. That will help you manage blood sugar levels, even though you're having high-carb meals, and you won't gain body fat. You probably won't lose body fat because you're still eating those crappy meals, but you're not going to gain fat. And then, of course, fiber. I don't care which fiber, glucomannan. We just did a show about
inulin
from chicory, but Ron Pena over at Quest told me something interesting. He said they used inulin in the earliest versions of Quest bars, but then they figured something out. Inulin, when hydrolyzed, which means water comes in contact with it, quickly converts to fructose. So taking inulin powder before a meal or with a meal may work in lowering body fat, but mixing inulin into products that are going to sit on a shelf or come in contact with water and sit on a shelf is going to convert to fructose, and it's not going to look like inulin anymore. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the fibers that you don't have to worry about that's been shown is glucomannan. In fact, what was her name? She hasn't been on the show in so long. I just had her name at the tip of my tongue. Dr. Cassandra Forsyth Probatic wrote a book about using a couple grams of glucomannan before every meal and shedding amazing amounts of body fat. So if you really do want to go completely guilt-free and enjoy yourself. You don't want to walk after a meal or dance after a meal. It's not practical, and you have no interest in doing any intermittent fasting. Pick your supplement here and use it religiously before every meal, except for the resveratrol. Just take it twice a day, and that's it.
And you wanted to talk about GABA?
Oh, Adele Moussa just published a great article on taking 2,000 milligrams of GABA three times a day before meals. Completely reversed insulin resistant in diabetic people in 7 days. Think what that will do for your blood sugar. And think about this. We talked about this. Adele and I actually talked about GABA 2 years ago on an episode of Subversity Science Roundup where I had suggested they should start making bread with GABA in it because it can actually reduce the impact of bread on insulin production. So there's another one, and GABA will calm you down too.
So what do you think about, I read somewhere that someone was taking cinnamon sticks mm-hmm. and putting them inside their water and just drinking the water with
the
cinnamon
stick. Yeah, but you just don't know how much cinnamon you're getting when you do that. You just don't know. You don't know. Taking ground up cinnamon and putting it in capsules or sprinkling it on your food, you know how much cinnamon you're getting. But I don't think it's a bad idea.
Well, it couldn't hurt, right?
Can't hurt, but it's not going to be as good as getting some cinnamon in capsules and or using cinnamon powder and making sure you're getting adequate amounts before every meal throughout the day.
But it also tastes good, too.
Yeah, but too much cinnamon will give you the poopies. You got to be careful with it. Cinnamon will go right through you. I found this out the hard way when I first started fooling around with cinnamon probably 15 years ago. I mean, I started taking an eighth of a teaspoon of cinnamon with my post-workout drink because I wanted it to do, I figured if our aloe works post-workout, this will work too. And oh boy, I mean, you got to be prepared for that. Your stomach's not ready for it.
An eighth of a teaspoon?
Yeah. Doesn't sound like a lot. So I think cinnamon capsules may be good, or just make sure you sprinkle cinnamon on everything before a meal that you can. That's all.
It's really good in oatmeal. I can tell you that if you eat oatmeal.
Yeah, there you go. So cinnamon, vinegar, R-alpha lipoic acid, resveratrol, fiber, and GABA. You've got plenty of opportunities out there not to put on body fat in the next couple months. Now, whether or not you take your own advice is up to you. That's what it comes down to, because you know these things, but how come you don't do them?
I'm taking the advice.
Okay, so there you go. This has been a great show. We hope you enjoyed it and got something out of it. Next week, we have lots of great shows planned.
Next week, we're off Thursday and Friday because of Thanksgiving holiday. Yeah.
But you know I'm going to be taking cinnamon for sure. And I want to stop fooling around with GABA during the day. I've always wanted – GABA doesn't work for me at night anymore. It actually stimulates me at night.
Really?
Unless I take 5 grams.
I've been using GABA at night, but I think I might start taking it prior to a meal.
In fact, when we leave here today, let's pick up some more GABA because I'd like to find 1,000 milligram capsules so we could just take two of them at a time.
I bet you can find them at Thrive Market.
Yes, you can. So check it out. We'll see everybody Monday. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Anabolic.